All right, Hugh, before we go any further, we'll get back to the phones, but we got a matchup here of two quarterbacks from the 2020 NFL draft class. And before we get into it, I will say this is trending towards being one of the great quarterback classes ever. I would say right now, if you were to kind of rank the best quarterback classes ever, you would say 1983, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino.
Yeah, that group.
That group, right? I think you'd also then have to put 04 in the mix. That had Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning. That's a heck of a class.
Where would Donovan's class go?
So I don't think
it was Dante Culpepper.
It was only the two of them. Yeah, right. He stunk.
Well, yeah.
That's not a good start.
So I think there were two
from Donovan. Right? Donovan and Culpepper.
Yeah. What was the Elway Marino? Was that 84?
No, you said 83.
83? Yeah.
83.
Yeah. That's probably the...
That's one.
Yeah.
Quintessential class.
Elway, Marino, Kelly.
Wasn't Esiason in that class, too?
He may have been.
I think he was.
Okay. Because
that was a quarterback. I remember back in the day, the quarterback club.
Ken O'Brien was part of the class.
No, you're right. You're probably right. I don't think Esiason was in that club. He was in the quarterback club. I don't think he was in that class, though.
There were six quarterbacks taken in the first round of the 83 draft. It was Elway, Todd Blackledge, Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, Ken O'Brien, Dan Marino. So basically Elway, Kelly, Marino.
Yeah.
04 is not a bad one either.
I think 04 is the second best
ever. Okay. Roethlisberger, Manning, Rivers, matchup.
There's what, four Super Bowl rings between the three of them?
Is that Eli Manning?
Eli, Ben, and Rivers.
Okay,
so let's just go off the reference. They're probably the two best classes ever. 2020 is pretty darn good. So 2020 currently has five starting quarterbacks, all were given a second contract by their teams. So here was the order they were drafted in 2020. Burrow, number one, obviously the number one overall pick. Tua Tagovailoa went fifth overall. Justin Herbert went sixth. Jordan Love went with the 26th pick. And then in the second round went Jalen Hurts. That's how they were drafted. Hugh, if we were redrafting today, how would you do it? All five are available. How would you take the 2020 draft class today?
Well, I'll tell you what. My first one would definitely be Joe Burrow. Mm. I mean, that has not changed. I think what he's done, I think the consistency that he's shown up until this point, even though the team's not playing well, I don't think that anybody thinks Joe Burrow's the problem. I think he is the class of that NFL class.
All right.
Second quarterback. I haven't seen him play a whole lot. I really haven't. And I think more so this year, he's become more of a game manager because of the coach that he has. But that's still not bad. And I know a lot of people have been talking great about this guy for a while. I would have to probably put Justin Herbert, number two. Jordan Love is my third quarterback. He got hurt early in the year. But I think that Green Bay is trending in the right direction. Again, haven't seen too much of them play this year either. But just looking at the stat line and where he is as a quarterback is concerned, I would probably have to say he's number three. Hurts for me is number four. And the reason why he's number four is because we don't know what's going on right now. And that's not good or bad. It's just it is what it is with the quarterback right now. We don't know if he's regressed. We don't know if he's not seeing the field the way he needs to see it. There's even been conversation about him being short now, which I haven't heard. I haven't heard that in a while. The fact that maybe he's not playing well because he's shorter.
Well, people are trying to figure out why he doesn't throw over the middle. So that's, I guess, a plausible.
It's one of those conversations that's being had about him. And Tua, for obvious reasons, Tua is number four because.
Fifth, you mean?
Yeah, he's fifth. Excuse me. He's fifth because of the injury history for Tua. And I know he's coming back. I think he's coming back in a couple of weeks.
This weekend.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, man, where a couple more concussions, he might be done in the NFL.
So this might surprise people. We have the exact same order. I have it exactly the same as you. I think it's undeniable. The first one is Burrow.
Yeah, no question about
it. He's the best quarterback of the class. He was the first pick, and he's lived up to it. And I give him extra credit for rescuing the Bengals. Like, if you could take the Bengals to the Super Bowl, you get extra credit. No one does that. I have Herbert second. His numbers aren't what they were a couple years ago, but I think you called it right, Hugh. It's more of a game manager role. They're using their defense. And he has no receivers right now. I mean, I watched the game Monday night. He's throwing the ball to Jalen Reagor. I mean, throwing the ball to Jalen Reagor and have a 500 record, you're probably doing pretty good. I have Herbert second. Jordan Love third. I think Love and Hurts is a fair debate. Now, Love hasn't done it for as long. He does do some things better than Hurts, like throw off platform. He also throws a lot of picks. I mean, that's Kyle's been calling this off to the beginning of the year. He throws off his back foot. But I just feel like he's heading, his trajectory feels more up right now than Hurts. Hurts is kind of stagnated where he is. I have Hurts like you, Hugh, at number four. Two at five. I mean, I just don't trust Tua's injury history. And he's the least athletic of all these guys, Tua. He doesn't move, you know, he can't move well at all. So I go Burrow, Herbert, Love.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hurts Tua. Are we all 3 for 3, Kyle? Would you rank them the same or would you have a
fellas,
slight variation?
Those lists are perfect.
That's it. I mean, I think people might hear this and say, they have Jalen Hurts as the 4th-ranked quarterback in his own class. It's an amazing
class.
It's a
good, great class, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no shame in being 4th in this class.
No, if you're 4th in this class, you're still a top around half of the NFL quarterback. I mean, I don't know where Tua ranks in the NFL. He's definitely top 20. Is he top 18, top 16? I mean, that's kind of why Hurts and Tua are probably ranked similarly right now in the NFL.
I'll tell you what, the best thing that happened for Tua's stock is watching Miami when he's out.
I agree.
I mean, my goodness.
Everyone said for a year, it was like, well, he's not any good. It's just the receivers
but
they have.
Man, he makes that offense go.
I mean, goodness, they couldn't get the ball. Tyreek Hill had 0 catches last week. Yeah, I mean,
they can't wait for him to come back.
If he gets back in Sunday and they score 30, it's going to be like, wait a second. Maybe he's the one that makes this whole thing work.
Hughes kiss the baby projection in jeopardy?
Nah.
Probably not.
Nah, they're dead in the water.
All right, so.
They're still little brother to Buffalo.
They are the little brother to Buffalo.
They can get a wild card spot.
What's their record? They're 2-4?
Yeah, they
got a whole thing.
I don't think he's going to come back and light it up like everybody thinks he is. It's going to be a little tepid, a little timid.
They probably beat Arizona this weekend, though, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think they do at home. All right, Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts, Tua. That's how the three of us, all independently, we didn't really talk about that before the show, how we'd rank a Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts, Tua. That is our top five, how we as a show rank the 2020 class. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joe, Hugh, what's up, boy?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, real fast, I got a great costume for you at the end. How can you put Herbert above Hurts? What is he like? To me, it would be Burrow, Love, Hurts, Herbert, and Tua.
I would probably say with Herbert's skill set, just the skill set that he has.
I understand that, Hugh. I understand he's got like the body type, the skill set, but you know it's more than that. You know what I mean? Like that's a big part of the equation. But like, look at them; they're a running team now with Harbaugh, and the guy's hurt all the time too, right? Herbert's hurt all the time too, so. I would have Hurts above Herbert.
So,
I'm a critical Hurts.
So here's – last year I did, Rob, but I didn't actually been impressed with Herbert so far this year. They are running the ball, but he has no wide receivers. I mean, he's throwing to tight ends, and he's throwing to Jalen Reagor on Monday night. And, you know, right now he's got only one interception on the season. I mean, I think he's playing pretty well considering the kind of team they have this year.
They did have Keenan Allen for a while, though, Joe.
Oh, they Mike did. Williams. Oh, no, they did. I actually thought they underachieved then, and I actually think he's overachieving now because they're kind of in a rebuild.
Okay, all right. I just see a little bit differently, but it's just, you know, something fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to come at Mr. Quinn for a second. How many times have we heard him, Hugh? Oh, the Philadelphia fan base is getting soft. What is he doing with giving away an admirable loss? Who the hell likes an admirable loss? Do you like one, Hugh? I don't like one.
Not at all. It's a coping mechanism.
Nobody likes one, but sometimes you're walking into a bee's nest and you're going to get stung.
Listen, do we have a better running back than they do?
Yeah.
A better – now, listen, you can argue Chase maybe over AJ, but AJ's pretty damn close to Chase. We have a better set of wide receivers than they do, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I would agree. I think Devontae's better than T. Higgins. Tight end – that's probably a wash. I mean, Goddard, if he's playing, probably we get the nod. I couldn't even tell you who the Bengals tight end is.
Sure. So that's a wash. Yeah.
Better offensive line, right?
But yeah, but you're missing one.
Wait. Listen, I understand it comes down to the quarterback, but you got all those other factors that can protect our quarterback that I think if they lose this game, it's a disappointment to me. I really do. I disagree.
Can I question the witness here?
Yeah, hey, Kyle, bring it on.
Rob, when you did win-loss record projections for the Eagles before the season started, how many losses did you have for the Eagles?
You put me on the spot. I would say four, Kyle.
Okay, so you had four acceptable losses.
Was this one of them?
Joe, if I'm being honest, I don't know. Probably not.
But, Rob, for a lot of people, you would think, you know, if you looked at the schedule, you said, Bengals, that's a tough game, right? A lot of people probably had the Eagles losing that
one. I agree it's a tough game.
All right. Yeah. Well, look, Rob, some losses, like, you just sort of have to take on the chin and be ready for them to happen. They're not going to go 17-0.
Well, that's fact. We know that already.
Joe, I got a Halloween costume for Kyle, Mr. Softy. He's going to be the Mr. Softy truck.
That actually is a pretty good one. All right, Rob, what do you think for Hugh, though? Hugh's Halloween costume, trick-or-treat in his new neighborhood. What should he go as?
All right, Hugh, you got to use your imagination a little bit,
I'm
right,
listening.
Hugh?
Yeah, I got you.
And I looked this up to see what it looked like. I Googled it. You could be a plant-based tree, Hugh.
A plant-based? Well, aren't
yeah,
all
trees
plant-based?
Yeah, you got the costume come over you.
That's a good rebuttal by you, Hugh.
Yeah,
I'm not the brightest.
That is true. Rob, we appreciate it.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but aren't all trees like plants?
I would think all trees
are
indeed.
Quite literally plant-based.
Yeah, that's the definition. All right.